Hello, everybody. My name is Jason Denham, and I'm the founder of Denham the Gene Maker. We recently had the pleasure of working on a collaboration with a great denim company in London that goes by the name of Black Horse Lane Ateliers. Next week, we're very proud to be launching a unique collaboration project together. During that project, I had a very inspiring conversation with Mr. Han himself, who is the founder of Black Horse Lane, and I would love to share with you the great stories and great conversations that we had together. So please enjoy. Thank you. So Han, thank you for having us here. It's such a pleasure to be back here again in your beautiful studio. What I would love to do is ask you a couple of questions. I want to dive into a little bit of you, some of your backstories, and I'd love you to share with our friends some of your favorite things in London. So let's get started. First question, and a very obvious question. Tell us how you started Black Horse Lane.
Well, Jason, first of all, thank you for coming. It's always a pleasure to have you here in London.
Thank
your
you.
Hometown.
So good to be back.
How I started Black Horse Lane? Well, I've been manufacturing for 34 years now, since I was a teenager, really.
You're a tailor at heart.
I'm tailor at heart. I'm a pattern cutter. I am garment technologist, so I know how to make garments.
Yeah.
So, of course, with that, I had two factories here in London, based here. My first factory when I was 26.
Yeah.
The second factory I split from my partners at the time. And I had my own factory at the age of 28. So yeah. It's a very young age, as you can imagine. Throughout the years, in especially in the UK, I'm sure in Europe, exactly the same thing happened. Year 2000, year 2001, 2002, gradually production went away.
Yeah.
So I followed that.
Yeah.
So further away I went, distance, I became disconnected with the city that I lived in.
Yeah.
But also I was disconnected with the family I had in London. So about 6-7 years later, 2007-2008, I decided to give up fashion. I was disgusted with fashion, actually. I didn't like fashion anymore.
Yeah.
Because that meant disconnection, that meant going away, that meant pain. Because when you're conflicted within yourself, that's when pain starts.
Yes.
So I sold everything in 2008, came back to London. At that time, I had an operation in Hong Kong, Turkey. Came back and I opened a local restaurant in Northeast London.
From fashion to food.
Yes. I'm a king cook. I love cooking.
That.
Okay. So by that time, I lived in that neighborhood for 22 years, but I didn't know any neighbors. You know, even though I lived there for 22 years, I didn't know any of my neighbors, you know. So within 1 year of opening the restaurant, all of a sudden I started to know people with their first name, their children, their grandfathers, grandchildren.
Beautiful.
So I felt as if I was part of the community within 1 year of that.
Yeah.
So from feeling disconnected,
yeah,
huge jumpstart, quick fix, and feeling part of that community. But of course, when you run a restaurant, I wasn't the head chef at the time. My head chef was a creative person within the decision making of the cooking every day to day running. I also do psychotherapy. I studied and I'm still doing psychotherapy because I believe in self development.
Yeah.
In one of those moments, we had a group kind of group therapy. One of those meeting was, how do you define yourself as an artist? Because we do everyday things.
Yeah.
Every day we do things. And if you're not connected creatively, you can't define yourself as an artist, as a creative person. So when the question came to me, by that time I had the restaurant for 4 years. So I said, hang on, let me think about it. Because creatively, in my own restaurant, I don't feel I am the artist. And I said, I need some time. So 45 minutes later, question came back to me. I was thinking and thinking. I was remembering when I was most happy creatively, when I was in this building as producing garments.
And it's a fabulous building.
And I said, okay, I need to go back. I need to do differently. That's how actually Black Horse Lane
I like it.
Happened.
Great story. Yeah. Great story. So my next question, which had lined up is, I think you've kind of just answered it, to be honest, but share your denim backstory. So
okay.
I think that's kind of where it came from. That is...
Well, I mean, it's an interesting one. The reason we chose denim as a fabric.
Yeah.
I think the denim as a fabric is the, I would say it's a living material.
Yeah.
If you look at any other material in the world, the moment you start using it, it gets older.
Yeah.
And it starts losing its shyness.
For sure.
But denim is opposite.
It gets more beautiful.
You have to have a relationship with it.
Yeah.
Because you can't just wash it without thinking. You okay? Yeah. But also, you imprint your lifestyle onto denim.
Yeah.
And the older it becomes, more repairs you do to it.
Yeah.
More beautiful it becomes.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I fully agree.
Yeah.
Walking around this atelier and seeing how you stitch and make, cut and sew, and the constructions that you use and the way you look back at traditional techniques, I think it's rare, but it's beautiful. It complements the way you do it.
Having a production unit in such a big mega city, London, where living wage is so expensive.
Yeah.
You know, we pay premium to our workers here because they need to, otherwise they can't survive.
Yeah.
You can't just produce ordinary garments. It has to be premium. It has to be quality. It needs to be one of the best in the world. Otherwise,
you
won't be able to survive.
Yeah, totally agree. And I think what you mentioned about London is a great link to my next question. So we're both very big fans of local sourcing.
Yeah.
You know, my business that I do in Japan, I think 70 or 80% of what I make in Japan stays in Japan. And in Europe, 70 or 80% of what I make in Europe stays in Europe. And we work that way. But what I love is that in this mega city of London, you've built this incredible atelier. We're now actually sitting in the laser room, so it's much more than an atelier today. But tell me, how important is local sourcing to you and what does it mean?
Well, I mean, just earlier on when I was explaining to you my journey, how I started production in Turkey, in Hong Kong, in China. Further away, I went away, disconnected, I was even more. So becoming a local business, running a local business, it creates a huge satisfaction on a very holistic level.
Yeah.
Because I don't think anybody who disconnects from their community, disconnects from themselves, disconnects from their family, they are happy people.
Yeah.
So locality creates connection.
Yeah.
And with that, locality creates responsibility, accountability.
Yeah.
Because further away you are, less accountable you are.
So, and I think that's a great point that you make. And last time I came here, we had a great, you gave me a fabulous tour of course, Black Horse Lane, the denim atelier that we have here, but also the kind of community of workshops around us, which you play a big part in. Could you tell us a little bit about that?
Well, we are in a building where it used to be textile, and I employed 110 people. But gradually, when the production died down, upstairs we divided the building into smaller studios, and we have 28 art studios here in this building. But also, I mean, we can see it from there, only 10 meters away, we have a very creative community there where you have architects, carpenters, furniture designers, furniture restorers, joiners. On a daily basis, they make these amazing furnitures.
Beautiful.
Yeah.
Yeah, super impressed.
Constantly creative space, creative place here.
Yeah. So going back to the product, you are a tailor at heart. What is your favorite part of building a jean, if you have one?
I think coming back to the basics, because to me, when I look at five pocket jeans, it's been around for over 150 years.
Yep.
So knowing that we are doing something that has been happening for 150 years.
Yeah.
You know, we are not reinventing the wheel.
No.
We are the keepers of this amazing garment that I think is going to go on another 1,000 years.
It will live long after us. That's for sure.
Feeling part of that journey
Yeah.
is the most fulfilling for me.
Good answer. So you are, when I think of Black Horse Lane, I think of London, of course, and I think London is incredibly important for you. First thing I want to say, and this is a I think an important question for you, but what does London mean to you?
Oh, yeah, that's a really amazing question. I would say I'm a Londoner.
Yeah.
I came to London from Istanbul, another mega city,
yeah,
1987. So 35 years ago, coming to 36 years. And as a person, I never felt foreign in London. So London has this capacity to make you feel special.
Yeah.
So London has a capacity where you feel inspired.
Yeah.
London has an ability to stimulate you to become a better person.
Yeah.
So that's what London is to me.
I love it.
I love being in London.
So you love being in London. You're an open and a sharing kind of guy. So I would love, if possible, if you could share with us your favorite eating place in London. I'm sure you have many.
Oh my God.
Can you give me one? Or is it your own kitchen? You're an amazing chef.
I mean, next time you come, you have to come to my home and then I'll cook for you. Yeah.
Deal. Let's do that.
I think we have a store in Coldrops Yard in King's Cross.
Yes.
Okay. It's a very interesting area. Jason, you would know this 20, 30, 25 years ago. You couldn't go to that area.
Not safe.
We have many, many amazing restaurants there. But one of them, it became my regular place called Coal Office.
Okay.
Okay. It's a fusion of Middle Eastern but more Israeli food. I would say that's a very unusual place to go to.
That's the next one on my list. Very good. Very good.
And Brick Lane.
Yeah.
Definitely go there in terms of different creatives and food, restaurants.
I would say East London. East London is very cool.
East London is a cool place.
Yeah. And favorite store in London? Could be anything.
Favorite store in London? That's a good question. But one of my favorite stores, also a friend of mine, a place called Labour and Weight.
Very nice.
On Redchurch Street.
Yeah.
They also opened a second shop in Marylebone.
Yeah.
But go to Shoreditch Redchurch Street and visit Labour and Weight.
Yep.
It's timeless.
I know, it is a great store, great product. Yeah. Very nice. Okay. And then you are a busy man. You love food and you love denim. I don't know if you have time for this, but do you have any other hobby outside of your day-to-day tasks? What's the hobby you're into?
Doesn't matter how late I finish or how tired I am. If I am in the mood, I love cooking.
Nice.
And I cook world cuisine, from French to Italian to Greek to Indian to...
I'm definitely coming to your kitchen.
Then you have to. And the other thing is, as I said, I am interested in human development, human psyche, and I do therapy on a...
Cool.
Not to become a therapist.
Let's do dinner and therapy sometime.
Why not?
You can work me out. It would be great.
Cool. Yeah.
Okay. And then last question, how does a day look in Han's life? What's your routine? Are you a morning guy, you're a late guy, or how does your routine work?
Well, my routine, usually I wake up at 4:30 in the morning.
Whoa!
Okay. Then I go downstairs and make my coffee, 3 espressos in one go, while I'm working on my computer with day-to-day emails, spreadsheets, accounts. And then come here 7 o'clock.
Yep.
Okay. Usually I finish 4:30.
Yep.
Okay. And then go to our store in central London, in King's Cross. Hang around for 4 to 5 minutes, 1 hour. And then I'm in the heart of London. Either I go home to cook or I go to amazing restaurants.
Sounds like a fabulous day.
Yeah.
Very good. Yeah. Wonderful. Thank you very much.
No,
it's been a great pleasure.
Thank you for coming.
Thanks for answering the questions and sharing your valuable time. Thank you.
Absolutely pleasure.
Thanks for listening. If you want to listen to more stories just like this one, you can also subscribe to our channel where you are listening now. Stay tuned and I'll talk to you again very soon.